This is Dr. Masood Shaham dictating history and physical examination on Lillian Mack, M-A-C-K, Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Date of birth is 3/26/1944. Date of service is 3/5/2026. Miss Mack is a very pleasant 81-year-old female who was discharged from Wellbridge in January, presented to the emergency room because of episode of fall. Patient was seen in the emergency room. Patient was having some desaturation events into the 80s, was requiring oxygen. She does have history of COPD. She had a CT scan of the head as well as cervical spine, showed no acute intracranial abnormality, no acute hemorrhage or major vessel territory infarct, no post-traumatic sequelae to the cervical spine. X-ray of the shoulder showed severe degenerative changes, but no acute fracture or dislocation. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed no acute post-traumatic abnormality of the chest, abdomen, or pelvis. A small bilateral pleural effusions with left lower lobe airspace disease versus atelectasis. X-ray of the ankle was also unremarkable. Patient was otherwise stable and doing better. Patient was gradually doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she is sitting up in her chair. She states that she's been feeling well. She does complain of some pain in her joints, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She does complain of shoulder pain. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medication, see dictated HMP from January 2nd. Review of system, cardiovascular, complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of MI, status post stent placement. She does have history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She does use oxygen. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, she denies any urinary symptoms, no history of kidney stones, denies any blood in the urine. Neurological, she denies any history of seizures. She does have history of CVA, but denies any focal weakness. She complains of generalized fatigue and weakness. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was patient awake and alert. Moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, recurrent falls, next. Generalized weakness. Next, history of COPD. Next, history of coronary artery disease, status post-PCI. Next, history of cervical spinal stenosis. Next, chronic pain syndrome. Next, history of COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, depressive disorder. Next, restless leg syndrome. Next, history of nicotine dependence. Next, history of carotid stenosis, status post-carotid and arthrectomy. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. We'll continue current medications. We'll counsel physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids. She was encouraged to participate with physical and occupational therapy. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Muller. M-U-L-L-E-R. Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 1-18-1936. Date of service is 3-9-2026. Ms. Muller. Is a very pleasant 90-year-old female with history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, history of type 2 second degree heart block, status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of DVT, status post IVC filter, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery disease, history of TIA, chronic intermittent diarrhea, who presented to the emergency room after complaining of acute worsening diarrhea and left knee and thigh pain. Patient states that she was having some teeth pulled out. She was placed on antibiotic. The diarrhea started after that. Complained of diffuse watery diarrhea. More than 10 to 15 episodes. She became very weak. And feel that her head and right thigh started bothering her because of getting off. Out of bed and going to the bathroom frequently. She was subsequently unable to ambulate. Patient was brought to the emergency room. She denied any chest pain, she denied any headaches, no fever or chills, no nausea or vomiting. She was seen in the emergency room. Her blood work was unremarkable. C. difficile test was negative. X-ray of the hip showed no acute fracture, showed some degenerative changes. Doppler ultrasound was negative for evidence of DVT. Patient was given IV fluids, was admitted to the hospital. She was given Imodium for symptomatic management. Her other medications were continued. She was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of some pain in her hip and generalized weakness, more so in her legs. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease, history of DVT, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of TIA. Past surgical history has been significant for mandible surgery, pelvic fracture surgery, hip arthroplasty, vaginal hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, bladder suspension surgery, cataract extraction, IVC filter placement, permanent pacemaker placement. And TAVR placement. Also stethoscope watchman's procedure. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none, allergies to Cipro, Sulfa, methoprim, adhesive tape. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of aortic stenosis, status post TAVR. History of atrial fibrillation, status post permanent pacemaker placement. There is any history of congestive heart failure. Respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, and no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. She does complaints of diarrhea. She denies being constipated, denies any nausea or vomiting. No history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does complaints of weakness in her legs. She denies any history of TIA, history of CVA. She does have history of TIA. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of falls. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils wake round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. No tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination, patient availed an alert, oriented times 3, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number 1, acute and chronic diarrhea, next lower extremity pain, inability to ambulate, next history of coronary artery disease, next history of aortic stenosis, a status post TAVR, next history of permanent pacemaker placement, next history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, a status post watchman procedure, History of DVT, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of TIA, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications and encourage her to eat better. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lynn Strong, S-T-R-O-N-G, Lynn, L-Y-N-N. Date of birth is 4/28/1953. Date of service is 3/9/2026. Miss Strong is a very pleasant 72-year-old female with history of hypertension, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of significant back pain. Patient was seen in the emergency room. CT scan of the lumbar spine showed evidence of superior end plate wedge compression fracture at L5. Also had degenerative changes of the lumbar spine with multiple regions of foraminal and canal stenosis. Patient was given pain medications. Neurosurgery was consulted, recommended LSO bracing with plans for outpatient follow-up. Patient was having difficulty with ambulating. She was monitored in the hospital, PTOT were consulted. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. Patient at the present time is sitting up in her chair. She states that she's feeling better. She does complaints of pain in her back, having difficulty ambulating. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for cesarean section, shoulder surgery, and cataract surgery. Social history is smoking none, alcohol occasionally, allergies to codeine, diphenhydramine, ketorolac, latex, lisinopril, losartan, lovastatin, metoprolol, poison ivy, potassium, amlodipine, antihistamine, chlorpheniramine, and adhesive tape. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, no history of coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary. No complaints, neurological. She denies any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. She does complain of difficulty ambulating, secondary to pain, weakness in her legs. She does have history of arthritis. musculoskeletal, complaining of back pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HE&T examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart exercise 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. Extremities, no edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination was grossly intact, no focal deficit, impression, number one, L5 compression fracture, next, low back pain, next, hypertension, next, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lillian Mack, M-A-C-K, Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N. Date of birth is 3/26/1944. Date of service is 3/9/2026. Ms. Mack is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit at the request of the nurse, and she has been having some discomfort in her ear. She feels fullness in the ear. She denies any complaints of any dirt shy from the ears. She denies any complaints of sharp pain. She denies any headaches or blurring of vision. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE&T examination was normal except for wax in both the ears. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, bilateral cerumen impaction. Next. Next, history of fall. Next. Next, history of COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, rheumatoid arthritis. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll use corticosteroid eardrops to soften the wax. You need to have it irrigated to get the ears cleaned. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. She will call the office if her symptoms are not any better. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin. G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 3/19/1936. Date of service is 3/9/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today. For complaints of wound on his left great toe, patient is scared that he noticed a blister on his toe, which while wearing the pressure stocking got ruptured and has a wound on his big toe. He denies any complaints of pain. He states that he does have neuropathy. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea. He says that the sugars are better, sometimes fluctuating a little bit. but otherwise unremarkable. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. Minimal swelling, both lower extremities. Impression number one, left great toe wound. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, neuropathy. Next, HF congestive heart failure. Next, hyponatremia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, chronic pain. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll get arterial Dopplers of both the lower extremities. We'll use mupirocin ointment. We'll have wound consult. We'll continue other medications. Dressing changes will be done daily. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her work, on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Faye Abu Ghazaleh, ABUGHAZALEH, Faye, FAYE. Date of birth is 3/24/1934. Date of service is 3/11/2026. Ms. Abu Ghazaleh is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's complaining of pain in her right elbow. She states that she bumped into something. Not sure if she did fall. She denies any complaints of any pain with lifting the arms, but feels tender at times. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Discussion with the nurse. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, mild edema, both lower extremities. Right elbow, there is tenderness over the brachioradialis tendon. Slight discomfort with extreme range of motion, but no limitation of movement. On examination, treatment plan, discuss with patient. Impression, number one, right elbow pain. Probably tendinitis. Next. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of DVT/PE. Next, history of lung nodules. Next, history of early cognitive deficit. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She has Biofreeze. We'll apply that 2-3 times a day. Also, she will apply ice. We'll monitor her progress. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9/14/1952. Date of service is 3/11/2026. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing better. She did have UTI symptoms. She was on antibiotics. She's feeling much better. She denies any symptoms of increasing frequency or discomfort with urination or any burning sensation. Has not noticed any blood in the urine. Her sugars still are fluctuating, though last few days it's been somewhat better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart FNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, No edema. Impression number one, UTI improved. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Next, history of CHF. Next, COPD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of depressive disorder. Next, generalized anxiety disorder. Next, morbid obesity. Next, history of left adnexal cyst. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She was encouraged to drink enough fluids. And she was encouraged to ambulate. She is planning to go to the therapy. She will continue her other medications. I've encouraged her to make better choices, eat more proteins, avoid too much of carbs and sweets, continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress, we'll monitor her sugars, we'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.